Okay, I'm drunk as hell. And I probably shouldn't be recording anything. But this one just kind of came to me, and I hope I don't forget the words. Yeah, I've been busting my ass all day, coming home with hardly any pay. Tired to get up and dance until we turn on Trailer Park Romance. Yeah, I'm stomping my blistered feet to some awesome scumbaggy beat, blasting this radio show for everyone on my street. That's pretty much all I got. I'm busting my ass all day, coming home with hardly any pay. I'm too tired to get up and dance until we turn on Trailer Park Romance. Yeah, I'm stomping my blistered feet to some awesome scumbaggy beat, blasting this radio show for everyone on my street. Yeah, I'm blasting this radio show for everyone on my street. And there it is.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Trailer Park Romance Radio. I'm your host, Tawny Kay, and it's been a while. We haven't been doing this for quite a few months, haven't we, Hobo? Oh, let me introduce you to my co-host. I almost forgot about him. Since you last talked to me, I was doing this all by myself. I had a co-host, and then I didn't have a co-host, and then I was looking for a co-host, but I got my co-host back. Here's my hunky, handsome husband co-host.
The Hobo.
Hey, baby, where you been?
Well, have you ever got lost down a rabbit hole? Because you don't really return very quickly. It takes a while once you're gone.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Anyway, so much has changed. So many things have just come and gone and done different around here. And I hate to tell you this, but we moved our trailer out of the trailer park. We parked our trailer in the backyard of a house.
I want to know how that happened. I mean, like I said, I was gone for a little bit and I come back and everything is different. Everything. How did this happen?
I'm the lady and I make the executive decisions. This is a modern world we live in, Hobo. And now the ladies are in charge. I am the CEO of this family. I am, indeed, the boss of this trailer, which is now a house.
I know. It's kind of weird. You know, the walls, they're thick. Thick walls. Like, they're solid. My fist did not go through. I mean, that's a good sign.
And when I yell at the kids, I have to yell even louder. Like, the tone of voice that I have to use to yell to get them to come to dinner when they're in the house is the same tone of voice I used to yell when they were outside playing. So, it's really been a big change. A big change. Okay, also, I don't even know what we're going to talk about on the radio show now, because a big part of our radio show was talking about all of our neighbors in the trailer park, because we could hear everyone else's business. And it's way more fun to talk about everyone else's business than your own business. So I guess our radio show is going to be about our own business now.
Well, I noticed we got people on the side of that fence and people on the side of that fence. So what we'll have to do is we'll just have to kind of peek over the fence when we hear stuff going on. Because, you know, at the trailer park, it just came right on down. You heard everything. But here we got fences in the way. So we're just going to have to do a little eavesdropping over the fences to get all the good gossip.
Well, I did that the other day. And the people on this side, they were mowing their lawn.
Nobody mows their lawn. What are you talking about?
I know! It's not the same kind of gossip around here, but that's some gossip. The old man had his socks pulled up, and he had on some Bermuda shorts, and he was pushing a lawn mower. And when he saw me looking over his fence, do you know what he did? He did not flip me the bird. He smiled and waved.
I mean, he didn't throw no empty beer cans at you?
No, he did not.
I'm still amazed that he mowed his grass without the trailer park manager putting a note on his door. I've never seen that done before, ever.
It's because we're in a neighborhood.
mean we live in the hood now?
Oh, I don't know. I think so. But you know what? I will tell you this. Across the street and down one house, there's a garage that is always open. And people drive by, and they pop out of their car, and they run into the garage, and then they come out, and they jump back in their car, and they drive away. And this happens at all times of the night. And that's homey to me. That feels homey. They also will play Sublime really loud. The other night, they played Caress Me Down 4 times in a row, really fucking loud. So, that was nostalgic. I felt comfortable. I felt like we fit in. There's clearly some drug deals going on over there, and there's some really loud, terrible music happening at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's, you know, I feel like we do fit in. It's different. It's going to be an adjustment, but we belong here.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, I don't want to be the total outcast and have everyone staring at us just because, you know, we have 3 cars in the front yard and none of them have wheels. But I'm working on all 3 of those cars at the same time, so that's a difficult job.
I hate to tell you this, but I sold one of them to the people with the garage door open.
Well, I'm glad you told me that because I was wondering what my car was doing over in their front yard. I mean, I hopefully you got at least $50 for that car. I mean, that left side, that was still in good shape right there.
I got $30 in a case of Coors.
Deal.
So that's one big, big thing that happened to Trailer Park Romance Radio while we were all gone. We did park our trailer in the backyard, so we still have it. If we get, like, the urge to move, we can. We can still hook it up and we can still drive. But we just have so much more room here, like... I'm feeling like planting a garden. A real garden.
Last time you planted a garden, baby, we got busted. We had the helicopters and the feds all over this place.
No. I'm talking about, like, real things. Like tomatoes.
Well, everybody knows when they first sprout out, you tell everyone they're tomatoes because that's what they look like.
I know. But I mean, like, really real tomatoes, babe. I'm going to grow some tomatoes and chop them up and put them in the salad.
Like those round red things that look like apples but are squishy?
And we're going to be healthy for eating them.
Well, I mean, there's always a slice of tomato on my burger from McDonald's. That's healthy right there. That's like a salad with your burger.
But we have a house now with a full-size kitchen, so I'm going to make burgers and grow tomatoes.
You seem very serious about this. You mean not in the microwave, not like heating up fast food from yesterday, but you're going to cook in the oven and the stove.
I just feel like a whole new person living here. When I jump on the floor, the house doesn't really shake because it's on a foundation. And I feel like that foundation has worked its way into my soul, hobo. All the way into my soul. I feel like I have a foundation. And that foundation makes me want to cook my own hamburgers. Do you hear me?
That's amazing. I mean, I can't wait to see this happen. This whole new existence is amazing. So many changes for us. I mean, our show is going to be completely different.
I know, it is. So I just wanted to take a minute to talk to all of our listeners. Even though we're different, we're still going strong, aren't we, hobo?
Oh, we sure are going strong. When this bedroom's rocking, don't come a knocking.
But it doesn't actually rock anymore. That's the amazing thing.
I did notice that, I have to say. And the neighbors didn't seem too happy the other morning when there was no one home but us. We made quite a ruckus.
The windows were open. Anyway, that's not what we talk about. Well, we talk about it sometimes. But my point is, we've changed locations and we've changed venues. Wait, have we changed venues, hobo? What's a venue? Isn't that like a restaurant?
Yeah, a venue. That's when you go to a restaurant, like a fancy one, and they bring you the piece of paper with all the food written on it. That's called a venue, and you pick your food off of it.
Oh, so if I say we've changed venues, people are going to think we listen to different music than we used to. Okay, we have not changed the venue. The venue is the same. We will still be playing the same music, serving up all the same goods. We have changed locations, but we are still the same great trailer park. We just aren't in a trailer park. We've come up a bit. Thanks for listening. You'll be finding more podcasts because we aren't doing it live right now. Ooh, we aren't doing it live. Are we doing it dead?
We just might be.
That's really kinky.
It is. I think that might be illegal in a couple states.
If it was October and this was Halloween, doing it dead would make sense. Okay, we're just going to be doing it pre-recorded. So that's another big difference. But we'll talk about it more on other radio shows. And this is just to let y'all know what's going on. And that things have changed. But really, you know, you can take the girl out of the trailer. But you can't take the trailer out of the girl. Or the hobo out of the girl. Oh.
That's the truth. My wife, she speaks the truth so good.
The funny thing about speaking the truth is I don't always mean to speak the truth. I just stumble upon the truth. I actually try to cover up the truth most of the time, and then I just kind of fall into the truth. I'm like a retarded cat in a cat box that doesn't have enough sand in it.
Yeah, that's just a mess right there. That's just asking for trouble.
That's me. I'm a mess, and I'm asking for trouble. Well, we'll talk to y'all soon. Thank you, and bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.